Episode 1826, How Reactions Rule the Roost.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You made it. It's Friday. Yes, it is. And guess what? I feel like I should be saying something like cock-a-doodle-doo or whatever. How reactions rule the roost. It is Confessions of an Upset Mama. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Yes, it is coming around the corner. Stay tuned right here for more information. You will get that information on the podcast and also those once when the newsletter starts going out. It has not started going out yet. Again, we're revamping it. It's been a little crazy, but deep breath. We've got this and it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. So let's dive in. You know, when overwhelm and worry can cloud a sunny day, what happens? You get a little crazy, right? Life gets hectic and chaos seems to prevail. But be careful of how reactions rule the roost. Eyes are always watching. Our children are little sponges regardless of their age. They soak up everything we say and do. When life gets a little crazy and calls for an emotional release, what gets the best of you? The trap of frustration and madness, of life not being fair, or the calm and coolness of your nerves knowing that this too shall pass? You know, life is not fair. There are days that radiate beauty and goodness. Everything going your way. Yes, we love those kind of days. But then there are those moments where you have chaos and challenges and you wonder how you even got to this point. No matter the age, your child is watching how you handle it and your reaction. You can have a child that's 30, 40 years old. You could have a child that's 2 years old. Regardless of their age, they're always watching. Our children react to our reactions, whether we like it or not. Have you ever had your child fall down? Well, how did you react? Especially the first child. Now, if you don't have children, that's okay. You probably have had a friend who's had a child or a niece or a nephew, mentored people, you know, little kids or been around them, and all of a sudden you see them take this big spill. And what do? They look up at you. So when they looked up at you, were you calm, cool, and collected? Or did you jump up and rush to him with a voice of deep concern and say, "Are you okay? Are you okay? Surely you're okay. Are you okay?" Your child has instant reactions to your reactions. Did you know Instagram story was invented way before the iPhone or the Android phone, Samsung Galaxy, whichever one you're using? It was, right? It was Insta for our children. They react off of our reaction. And because life can get so crazy, most of the time we're reacting instead of responding. We have more control when we respond versus when we react. If you desire to create a home of calm and confidence, you have to understand that your reactions stimulate their responses. So be careful not to let them rule the roost. Yeah, those reactions, you don't want them to rule the roost. Cock-a-doodle-doo! Control the tongue and the heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Control the tongue and the heart. As much as we are in love with our child, they are just so precious, right? We lead everything with the heart, but we have got to be careful in situations. When we know that they're in pain, when we know that there's some confusion, there's unknowns, there might be question marks of fear and what could this lead to. We have to control the tongue and the heart. You might recognize a verse, James 1, verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Now, most would not connect this verse as reactions initially, but that's what it is. Those are reactions that we have in situations, and we need to be reacting accordingly. And instead of really reacting, the proper word would be responding in the way that's written here in James chapter 1, verse 19. So let's walk through that. Number one, quick to listen. It's important that your child knows you are listening. If you are distracted or disinterested, then she'll notice. He'll notice that you aren't like, hello, mom, where are you? Come back down to earth. You got to be quick to listen. And you don't want to interrupt them. Don't try and fill in the blanks. I know with five children, I could fill in the blank by number two child. I actually could fill in the blank by number one child because she was a lot like me. And so, man, I was like, bloop. And now it's scary because we can finish each other's sentences and we're not even in the same room. We don't even have to be on the same phone. We don't even have to be in the same universe and we're finishing each other's sentences. Now, yes, I know I kind of laugh about that, but it's amazing. Why? Because she watched me. She looked at me. She listened to me, right? Quick to listen. We need to listen to them. Because if we want them to gain the positive of what we can give them, then we have to be quick to listen. It's hard, I know, because we just want to jump in. We want to finish those sentences. We want to get it done faster. We want to move through it. But no, they need to express themselves. So we need to be quick to listen. Number two, slow to speak. I'm not real good at that. I mean, imagine this. I talk to you all the time and I'm talking fast all the time. So for me to be slow to speak, oh yeah, bring out the duct tape, baby, because this mouth needs to not open. And there are some times that I literally physically put my hand over my mouth. Did you get that? I put my hand over my mouth because why? I want to talk. I enjoy it. It's just something that I love. But you know what? My child needs to speak more, right? And if I'm slow to speak, what does that help with? I can be quick to listen. Yeah, see how it all works together? Amazing. So when you're slow to speak, ask more questions in the situation. Because when you ask a question, then you let them answer. And let them answer. Because when you do what, you gain information. And don't be quick, yeah, to fill in those blanks with all of the what ifs that you think happened. Give your child the voice. That's what your child needs. Your child needs to know that you love them, but they too have a voice. And they need to be heard. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Number three, slow to anger. Ouch, this one hits home. You know when you're in the heat of the moment and it's just like, boom. You have to be very cautious of how you react. You want to respond in a calm manner. I'm sure you can probably think of something that's happened in your lifetime where you just kind of went off the deep end. I mean, nobody got hurt, but you may have raised your voice a little louder than normal. Or you were like, are you kidding me? And you got a little extra, you know, monstrous with your voice. You know, maybe they didn't clean their room. And after about the 50th time of you asking them to clean their room and what was going on and that they were doing things they weren't supposed to be doing, you were about ready to hang them outside, right? By their toes. Yes. Slow to anger. I think this is one that a lot of us need to work on. And it's not just about anger, but it's that release of energy that we have that builds up. And so that's why it's very important that we understand we need to control the tongue and the heart. A lot of what happens in our reactions is because we have a heart connected behind what we're doing. So in other words, we mean well. We're not trying to hurt somebody with our words. We're not trying to blow them over with how loud we are when we speak at them, and it's really coming across as being yelled at. We're trying to get their attention. Now, I'm not talking about an emergency situation like a blood or a flood, as in your child's about ready to run across the road and there's a car coming. Oh no, you better well scream and yell and go grab that child. Yes, scare the pants off of him. I'm telling you, yes, I am all for that and I'm cheering you on. But I'm talking about our everyday life. You know, you could be picking your child up from school and all of a sudden they tell you a story that you're like, oh my gosh, seriously, this should not be happening. Not at our school. And then all of a sudden you want to go off on this tangent. He hasn't even gotten to finish his story yet. And then you're already not knowing how you're wrapping your words around throughout your sentences. Your child might be interpreting, well, she thinks I did it. Like, I was a part of the whole thing. What does that do to your child? Oh, it shuts them down. So we have to be very, very careful. We have to control the tongue and the heart. When my daughter got the bad news that her tooth needed extensive work, and this was just 2 days ago now, it wasn't what she wanted to hear. And neither did I want to hear it. I was like, oh my gosh, seriously. And my heart sank. I mean, that's when, you know, your heart goes from where it's supposed to be into your gut, and you're not even on a roller coaster, but you're like, oh, pull it back up, pull it back up. You can handle this. Well, in the situation, I was actually standing somewhat out of the room, and she was in the chair, and the dentist was talking, and then the assistant was there. And I was listening to everything, and of course, my mind is running really, really fast. And you talk about filling in the blanks. On my mind, I was filling out the sentences before the dentist could even finish them. Oh, yes, I was. However, I made sure that she felt comfortable throughout the discussion. I was calm. I wasn't like, okay, so really, you know, doc, what does this really mean? You know, if we do this and it doesn't work, then what happens? You know, that's going to put her at, you know, she's going to be really uneasy. And that just really heightens her nerves. That's going to increase the fear within her. And guess what? She doesn't like the dentist anyway. So why would I do that to her? And it's hard. Again, we don't mean to do this, but most of us, we are just hurried through and we're trying to get through the situation to what? Move on to the next. We've got to be present as to where we are. And so I made sure she felt very comfortable throughout the discussion. I asked questions. I asked her, well, do you understand what she means when she says this? And she was like, no. And I let the doctor continue on. Not for me to fill in the blank. Let the doctor do it because I'm there for a different reason. And then when I was close enough to give her that sweet touch on the arm and a hug, well, that's when the waterworks started. And believe it or not, mine followed too. But I did really well before that. I wasn't going to let the tears fall first on my cheek. They had to fall on hers first. Meaning, yeah, I didn't want her to have to go through this. My heart broke for her. She's too young. She doesn't need this. But it was just one of those weird snafus of biting down on a crazy animal cracker that pop goes the tooth. Why? I don't know why. Who would have thought? I could have understood if it was a popcorn kernel, but no, it was an animal cracker. But you see, if I would have gotten myself emotionally intertwined, I wouldn't have been able to care for her in that moment. However, once when she let the waterworks go, I was like, okay, that's a sign that I can let her know I understand too. And boy, do I wear my heart on the sleeve. And so, yes, I cried with her just a little bit. But you know what? They were quick tears. And then she kind of scooted up in the chair a little bit and she's like, okay, I can do this. And I was like, yes, that's what I want to hear. We need to understand that we are building our children up. with our reactions. Think about that statement for a minute. We are building our children up with our reactions. And you can also tear your children down too. Where are you in that? Now again, I am not the perfect mom, and I have made plenty of mistakes. Oh yeah, spilt milk. Oh, just let the whole morning come unhitched. And it's like, monster mama's coming in, right? And I'm like, why did you do that? And then you're like, seriously, that's how I started the morning? That's looking back at it, you know, like 2 weeks later. Because you're like, oh, this is just normal, right? I'm normal. Yeah, maybe not. I don't have to yell just because the milk got spilled all over the place. Only like a half a gallon, no big deal. Oh yeah, it's a big deal. Milk is the worst thing, but that's for another episode. The one thing I did for my daughter at that moment was to what? I kept calm. I was calm about what was going to happen. I acknowledged her fear of the process, which allowed her to keep her wits about herself. And she quickly decided to do exactly that. Yeah, I'm going to do exactly what the dentist suggested. And so she went along with the plan. Now, I could have been one of those mamas who ran into her room since the doctor was there, ready to give me kind of the rundown of where it was. And I could have said, oh my gosh, are you going to be okay? Is everything okay? Surely you're going to be all right. You're not scared, are you? Well, if you keep asking me, is everything all right? And am I scared? Maybe I should be questioning. Maybe I should be scared. Do you see the difference? And we do this. I don't know if it's a little switch that comes on, but it's important that we think about the words that are coming out of our mouths, because we are building our children up with our reactions. How do your reactions rule the roost in your house? Is it something that should be of concern? This is a new year. This is 2020. Some people are calling it the double portion, right? The 2020, you've got double portions for those who are into numbers. But when you look at it and you say, okay, my reactions, do I really kind of react, or is it more controlled for a response? There is a difference. Now, one thing we have to remember when we do all of this is, guess what? You're going to mess up. You're going to say things that you're like, oh, foot in the mouth. I wish I could take that back. You can. Tell them, I shouldn't have said that. Even if it's a day or two later that you realize, I really said that. Oh, I need to go apologize. Or no, this is not how I meant it. Mom was wrong. Or dad was wrong. Whatever the situation is, own it. Because I promise you, they are watching you. Reactions can be good or bad. You want to use them to grow and stretch your children, not scare them to death. Oh, and one last thing. It's always good to take a deep breath if you're in a situation that is high stress or painful. So whether it's physical pain or emotional pain. Take that deep breath. Also, you can ask your child, take a deep breath. I've had some crazy situations. Our first daughter, let's see, how old was she then? We were in Nebraska at the time. And for some reason, and I would not recommend this, she was going to ride her bicycle down a sloped gravel road, which was our driveway to our house, with flip-flops. Yeah, let's just say I'm not going to tell you what happened to her big toe, but it wasn't real pretty and it really hurt bad. So please don't let your children ride their bicycles with flip-flops. Just saying, especially on a gravel road. Long story short of it, she ended up falling. And when I say a long gravel road, it was 5 acres. And it was the whole long portion of the 5 acres that it came up on. And so she was halfway, almost, no, well, not quite 3/4, probably 2/3 of the way down. And she was, of course, there was, you know, blood everywhere and you may be eating. So I won't give you all the details because then you'll click it off and you won't listen more. So deep breath here. So I come tearing out of the house and she was probably age wise, probably second, third grade at this point. I don't think she was fourth grade yet. Maybe she was. Maybe she was fourth grade. It's hard to tell. I can't remember. She could probably tell me. But I go tearing down there. And she couldn't even walk. And so what did I do? Oh, I picked her up. Big girl. Oh, yeah. And I carried her up the slope, right? She was riding down the hill. I had to walk her up the hill to get her to the car so we could go to the doctors and take care of it. Your children are going to feed off of you. How are your reactions ruling your roost? You don't want to be the loose cannon in your household. And you definitely don't want to raise one. So control the tongue and the heart. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.